By the Way is a new radio show hosted by Michelle Perry, owner of Learn New Mexico. This show will keep listeners up to date on educational topics such as lifelong learning strategies and educational technology. By the Way is hosted by an expert in the field and is a perfect show for those who are passionate about learning and exploring new ideas. Join us for in-depth discussions, insightful interviews, and practical tips that will help you stay up to date with the latest educational trends.
Tune in to By the Way the first Thursday each month at 8 a.m. right here on KHII 88.9 FM Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and KEDU 102.3 FM Rio Doso. And it is time for By the Way, and let me introduce to you our host, Michelle Perry. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Mean and honoring and having a great time.
Oh, my gosh. Business as usual.
There you go.
Business as usual.
Who is this lovely lady over here?
She was hard to get in. She's a busy, busy lady.
Yes, she is.
I had to, like, hound her. This is the lovely Miss Tricia Roberts. Welcome today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tricia, we're going to have some fun today talking about all things about you and what you're up to these days, and we're going to segue into a little bit of the education sector a little bit. Our audiences always seem to be very interested in kind of the personal private lives of these guests I have, and so I want to start us off like that. You know, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, talk to us about your career, and then of course we've got to talk about the association. And so talk to us a little bit about what's going on with you.
Okay, so I was born and raised in Alamogordo. I graduated from Tularosa High School. I was one out of, I think, 40 graduates, almost top of the class. I don't know if you can brag about that, though.
Absolutely.
I own my own farmers insurance agency. I've been doing that for almost 4 years. I have two kids. I have Lily, who is 7, and I have Eli, who is 2. I'm in a very fun phase of life.
Yes, you are busy.
I have a wonderful boyfriend, Jared. He is the superintendent for Rock Canyon Construction. He owns Motor Supply Plus, which is a local automotive parts store. I always encourage everybody's husbands to shop there.
or wives.
Yeah, or wives. That's your thing. That's what I say. If that's your thing, go. And he also is a rancher. So we are very busy.
Man, yes, family. You are.
I got into insurance for the first time in, I think, 2015, and I immediately fell in love. They said, you have to be licensed right away. I had no idea what insurance was. I had probably just started paying my own insurance. I don't even know. And so I got licensed within 2 to 3 weeks, jumped in, and 3 months later, I was approached by Patricia Papson to go to her agency. And if anybody knows, she's a legend in insurance. So I went to work for her, and I just said, I want to be Pat Papson one day. I want to be her. I want to be a farmer's agent. I want to be her. So it took a lot to get there, but I did get there.
That's awesome. What a great story. I mean, you are homegrown right here in Otero County. You come up into an agency that completely embraces you as this amazing uprising star in the insurance field, which is highly competitive. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's no small thing. I mean, there's a huge competitive nature about insurance, and you've pulled it off quite well. I mean, not only do you have a thriving business, you also are participating in outside kinds of organizations. And so I know of one because I adore this organization, and that's the association. Tell us about the association.
Yes, so the association is a women's professional development group. It is for professionals and women entrepreneurs to come and learn and grow. A lot of people think it's maybe, when you get a bunch of women together, people automatically think social club or wine group, and that's not what this is. We have 3 monthly events, and those are focused around a certain topic every month. So we're coming into February, and the topic is branding yourself. So we have women from the community who have really accomplished branding themselves coming to talk to us. So every month we have a theme. We have successful women in the community coming together. And the thing that I love the most about it is it's authentic. Mm-hmm. A lot of people had the idea that it's all these successful, perfect women there talking about their successes, and it's not. It's all of us in the depths of trying to better ourselves, our businesses, our community, coming together and giving each other support to do so.
And what a beautiful mission, supporting yes. one another instead of tearing each other down.
Because, absolutely.
You know, we see enough of that. And you go on social media for like 2 seconds and it is heartbreaking sometimes. Mm-hmm. Just, and so, you know, staying clear and assuming positive intent in all that you do gets so difficult sometimes. And so having an organization like this where women of all walks of life can come and get support and learn about other professional women's and women and their struggles.
Yeah.
And I even got to be a guest speaker once, and I talked about, you know, how important when you're in a leadership role, how important self-care mm-hmm. is, and taking time to balance your life, and you can run yourself just straight into the ground if you're not careful. And I think a lot of women who are busy with life, careers, family, on and on, all these responsibilities, you know, they might be attracted to this kind of venture of joining the association. So how do they get in touch? How do they join? What do they do? What do they do next?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I want to touch on first is our theme is collaboration over competition. So to speak to what you said about women tearing each other down, it's the opposite of what we do. We want businesses, women from the same type of business, to come together and collaborate, and we do. We can have as many realtors, we can have as many insurance agents. It doesn't matter if you're in the same profession, we're coming together to collaborate, and that's what I love, because we don't have something like that. Are you gonna get networking? Yes. Mm-hmm. We're gonna meet with each other, and you're gonna network on a whole other level than, you know, here's my business card, please call me. So to get involved, you can go to theassociation.com. The associationlc.com, or you can go to our Facebook page, The Association Alamo. That might be easier. We are in transition right now of a new website and hosting to better for our members. Mm-hmm. So that's, I'm still getting used to the new website. So go to our Facebook page, The Association Alamo. We have an event tomorrow morning that I will invite anybody listening to come as my guest. It's normally a members only event, but I will invite everybody to come tomorrow morning, 8:15 a.m. at Lowe's Signature Market in the lounge. We will be hearing from a woman entrepreneur, Sabrina Coyazo. She's going to speak to us about her story, being an overworked employee and starting her own business, and about how she brands herself. So if you're listening, come. You can sign up on our Facebook page. It's a $55 per month membership fee, and we cover breakfast, lunch, coffee. We do have cocktails every quarter, and we have a mixer. We have annual events, our kickoff event that just happened. We have a keynote speaker in the fall. We actually have a Girls Leveling Up conference in Las Cruces that I just got asked last night to be a speaker at and Yay! Tell my personal story, which I'm really excited about. And there's just so many benefits. So you pay your $55 per month, and we cover everything from then on. We never ask you for another dime. And that is no contract. And it's, if you are having a busy time of life and you need to unenroll it. We're all very understanding.
I love that. I love that so much. And you gave me chills, you know, when we talk about how you work in the grind, and you work in the grind, and because I can relate. I can totally relate. Yes. I had a whole career working in the grind. And then one day it's like, nope, I'm going to take matters into my own hands. I'm going to be an entrepreneur. And I have not looked back. And I love being in control, master and commander of my own
yes.
future, my own dealings, being not having to report to a board.
It's very empowering.
So wonderful. Not having to report to a boss, you know, who may or may not understand what in the world I do. So, you know, we can all share horror stories of having poor leadership, and to have your own ability to take that in your own hands and move forward, and then being able to empower that for other women. I you're crazy if you guys don't come tomorrow morning.
Yeah. And that's hard too, is you have to then answer to yourself. And that's a challenge in its own. So having that accountability of women to show you, show up for yourself, because you, once you lose that board or that boss to report to, that's hard. That's hard to self-motivate and show up for yourself. So sometimes you may just need that accountability too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, getting around people who are like-minded.
Yes.
You know, and people who think like you, I mean, it's inspiring. It really, truly is. Well, I'd like to talk about one other amazing event that you do, and I didn't prep you for this, sorry, but I know that you do some kind of taco truck, like what, food truck thing. Talk to us about that, too. What is
Battle
that
Battle of the Food Trucks.
Yeah.
It is for all food trucks. This idea originated, I stole it, actually. I think all your best work comes from seeing somebody else do it and copying it and just trying to build on that. I 100% support that. And I have a friend that is now a farmer's agent. He just opened his own agency. He was in the district office, really proud of him, but he just opened his own office this month, and or last month. We're a new month today. But he said he hosted a Battle of the Food Trucks in Cruces, and I thought, wow, I got to do that here. Number one, because I insure a lot of the food trucks in town. Mm-hmm. They're very dear to me. I love them. I love what they do. I love that they're people who, most of them have full-time jobs and they do this on the side because they love it. And I admire that. They put mm-hmm. so much heart into it. And so I wanted a place for them to come and show off their skill.
Yeah.
I bring them all together, have a community event. And so this little idea just took on the snowball effect, really.
Absolutely.
It spiraled. And so it takes a lot of thought and effort and planning to put into it with the voting and the people. And every year we're going to get better. Every year we work out the bugs. But this last year we had 7,000 people come and 26 food trucks.
That's amazing.
It was great.
I just love that. And you know, we talk about all these amazing things that you have done in and around this community, and it is no wonder that you are Citizen of the Year. And I couldn't help but bring that up, because congratulations, that's well deserved. You are out there busting it every day for this community, you know, and I'm just so proud to get to know that you and all that you do, and then know that you were recognized for all your hard work. So, and you were also Business of the Year,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And so being a member of the Chamber of Commerce, you know, talk to us about, you know, the benefits of that, because people overlook the benefits of being at the chamber and around the chamber, a member,
yeah.
Because, you know, I'm educationally purposed, right? And so what does the chamber do for us, you know, to help us in all those realms?
Oh, you're going to put me on my soapbox now, because I am a huge supporter for the chamber. And what I'm going to come on and say right now is that if you have any issue from the past with the chamber, it's time to let it go. It's time to get over it. We have a whole new board. We have a whole new staff. There's not a single person still at the chamber that you would have an issue with anymore. And it's time to see that for what it is, because the chamber is doing amazing things. And the thing that bothers me the most is when somebody says, I didn't get anything out of my membership, because I have gotten so much out of my membership. Mm-hmm. When I started my business, the first place I wanted to be was on the chamber board, mm-hmm. because I wanted to get around these business leaders and listen. And I needed mentors, and I didn't want to outright ask them, so I just came to sit with them. Thankfully, it was during COVID. There was only 3 openings, 3 nominations I was in, so I got lucky there. But even not being on the chamber board, your membership includes so much, but it's what you put into it and if you get involved with it. Mm-hmm. And something that I will always say is that the chamber membership is cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Most businesses, it's $20 per month. I'm mm-hmm. sorry, but every business can afford that.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a lot out of it, but it's not only what you get out of it for your business, it's what the chamber is doing for this community as a whole. And I stand by that. No other organization is out there fostering a relationship with Holloman Air Force Base.
Right.
Picture our town without Holloman Air Force Base. We would be Deming.
Yep.
And it's just the truth of the matter. Look at your clientele and see how many are military members, and then picture without that. So my biggest thing is, and there's a lot of stuff that happens behind closed doors that they're working on. I don't remember exactly the things we're allowed to talk about, but if you go in the chamber right now, you will see a whiteboard, 3 whiteboards filled with information by Mr. Jarrett Perry. And then he'll take a picture of it and he'll erase it and he'll fill it up again.
Yes.
He is a silent worker. I want to put him on Facebook Lives for all he's working on, and he doesn't. He is a silent worker, and he's like, the community will see. So my biggest thing about being a chamber member is we have to have membership dues to pay our staff.
Yeah.
We cannot operate for free.
Right.
And with those dues, you get, you know, you get advertising, and there's incentives that you can use for your business, but you are fueling an operation that is making huge changes in this community right now. Huge. And they will impact our kids, our kids' kids. And so my thing with the chamber is always just stop thinking it's all about you and think it's all about the whole community and support that to make a better place to live.
You know, a lot of people need to really recollect this old saying that about rising water. You know, rising water raises all ships. And if we would stop, you know, entertaining this scarcity mindset of, oh, they've got more than me, or, oh, maybe they're better than me, and just get in the water.
Yeah.
And get in there and let's raise the water, because when we're all together, then we're going to all do better. And as a small business community, as a small business owner myself, I'm just floored at how many people do an us versus them mindset. And I think we've got to, and that's a huge element of what you do with the chamber, and what the chamber's mission is to bring all the businesses side by side so that they can have equal opportunities. Like, for instance, the Coffee and Connections.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Once a month, get together, go over there to Gerald Champion at their conference room, sit in that room and listen to the amazing things that are happening. Shake hands, greet each other. Bigger, you know, the business in government relations. That meeting has hosted every month at the Chamber of Commerce building.
Yep.
So, you know, get on their website, get on their Facebook. You'll find out all this great information. Give them a call. There's Peyton and Adam up there. And
they're great.
And they are young.
They're young. And that's why when I see people, oh, the chamber, this, the chamber, that, I'm like, there are faces behind that name. And those faces right now are young, they're motivated, they're excited. So to see them torn down is always such a soft spot to me, because I'm like, they are fighting. And it's just a different name now. It's different. And people have to realize that.
And I'm going to, you know, trail here with Peyton and Adam, because they are so amazing. And they are so young.
Yes.
And I want to also say they're local. Mm-hmm. These are kids that are from our local community, much like yourself.
Yep.
And so, you know, we are home growing. And so let's segue a little bit into education, because, you know, both of these kids, including yourself, these successful people, were all educated here in this community in Otero County. And so let's talk about, you know, how you see education, especially, you know, considering there's so many other options than a traditional education, both public school, higher education. Look at yourself. You got educated in insurance in its own way.
Yeah.
So, you know, what in your mind are best approaches, generally speaking, to education?
So one thing, best approaches, I think, is what works best for your family as well, and the way your kids learn. I know there's a lot of options in town, but education for me is how a kid learns best. And something I really admire about hearing with the schools is having an outdoor area and having the technology to learn. And I think that is evolving, because I like to see that evolve, because we didn't have that in school. I remember the only thing I remember with technology in school, and I could be not remembering at all, I remember we built computers in La Luz one time. I remember putting the computer together, so I knew what a CPU was. I knew how we like put it together and built it. And I remember typing class, because I was good at typing class. I could type, and I can type now. People see me typing, they're like, holy crap.
Same.
That's what I remember with technology. So just seeing so much more technology being brought into the schools is great to me, because we have to keep up with the times. Like, it's changing.
Yeah. So, you know, technology, of course, is near and dear to my heart, and I love everything about learning technologies and otherwise. So, you know, when you were learning insurance and your education by fire, as it were, perhaps, what influences did education have on you as you came through your personal education?
For insurance. Insurance has so much technology that really brought our industry forward. You know, as an agent, for our learning, we have to be licensed. Mm-hmm. So all of that licensing and exams, that takes technology. And then the technology that we use to host our customers, to sell policies. Something I mentioned earlier to Michelle that I just love is Pat Papson used to tell us about when she would go to sell a policy. She would walk in, and Pat Papson is 5'2", and she wears heels, and she always looks perfect. She would come in with these huge briefcases to write a policy. She would sit down, she pulls out all these binders and has to find a price, and now it's the click of a button, and we just have access to that, and that's something that's huge.
And it's a huge time saver, you know, and we have only a few more minutes left, but let's talk about how is AI going to affect the insurance business in the future? Because I know it's affecting education. You know, I work with educators on a regular basis, and so I know it's coming hard and fast, and we're scrambling to keep up because the kids are already using it.
Yeah.
I mean, in volumes. And so how does AI affect insurance?
I think it's a positive thing. I think it's going to help us with, a lot of companies are struggling with staffing. So you have less access to what we call service ops to help you with a policy. So I see it being a good thing. I see it being a good thing to help research the things you need to when you can't get a direct person. I use it all the time to help me write posts on Facebook. I love that a lot of people can now use it for their calls just for prompts, and it sounds like a person. So as much as it could be a scary thing, I see it really moving the insurance industry forward, and I never see it replacing a human being.
Correct.
Because you just can't in the insurance industry and a lot of industries. So I'm not afraid of it. I think it's going to be great.
You know, the thing about, I hear that too. Oh, AI's going to replace teachers. We're all going to, you know, just have robot teachers. And so what I always challenge people with is like the idea that, you know what? People still need a relationship. Can't have a relationship with a computer. You still have to have a human connection. So maybe, you know, as an educator, your role changes to a facilitator. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're pointing kids in the right direction and you're asking the right questions about how they access and utilize technology. And you know, it's probably the same for you. You know, you got to point people to the fact that you still rely heavily on a community relationship.
Yes.
And you're here to stay, you're here to support your community, you're going to walk them hand in hand. And where, you know, other insurance agents who may exist far away or, you know, on the internet, as it were, you know, and you don't have a face, that's not helpful.
No.
And so, yeah, that face-to-face business and that relationship building that you do inside of a community and with your community, huge.
And I think AI and all technology in the schools, higher education, with our kids that we monitor, can be used as a tool. It can be used as a tool, and it can be monitored and used in a way that it's beneficial and not to let it hurt. Can it hurt? Yes. But mm-hmm. we all can monitor it and use it as a tool and, you know, keep it from hurting.
Yeah, I love that. You know, we have to think very flexible about technology, because there was a time period in which a computer took up this entire room.
Yes.
And there was a literal time in history, and now we put computers in our pocket. So we didn't even know then what we know now. How can we know what it's going to look like 20 years from now? It's unbelievable to me. So with that note, we are out of time. And Tricia, thank you so much for coming on with me today.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you so much. And on behalf of this community, I appreciate all that you do for us in Alamogordo. Tricia, if they need to get a hold of you, where do they go?
You can follow me on Facebook, Tricia Roberts Insurance Agency. You can add me personally as Tricia Roberts. You can go to TriciaRobertsAgency.com, or you can stop by my office, 10th and Hawaii, at 1002 10th. You're always welcome, and come in and see my girls and the beautiful office we have.
It is a beautiful office. I have spent time there myself. Thank you, Tricia. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
And to everyone out there, thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
By the Way is a new radio show hosted by Michelle Perry, owner of Learn New Mexico. This show will keep listeners up to date on educational topics such as lifelong learning strategies and educational technology. By the Way is hosted by an expert in the field and is a perfect show for those who are passionate about learning and exploring new ideas. Join us for in-depth discussions, insightful interviews, and practical tips that will help you stay up to date with the latest educational trends.
Tune in to By the Way the first Thursday each month at 8 a.m. right here on KHII 88.9 FM Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and KEDU 102.3 FM Ruidoso.